Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 21 through 24. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then, a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an impure spirit cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." It must have sent a tingle up the spine of anyone who was there to hear it. The voice of an evil spirit spoke through the mouth of a demon-possessed man. Those of us who live in the 21st century Western world don't discuss demons very often. Many people are convinced they simply don't exist. The Bible tells us differently. In fact, it tells us of many occasions when Jesus confronted evil spirits. In our Bible reading for today, we are told that an evil spirit was in control of a man's body, or at least his mouth. What a terrifying state of affairs. But notice that the evil spirit was not more powerful than Jesus, not even close. In fact, it had to acknowledge that Jesus was the Holy One of God. What are you afraid of this day? What troubles you? What makes you worry? Whatever it is, it cannot be more powerful than Jesus. He is all powerful. The one who could cast that demon out of that man can conquer anything that frightens you. He has already conquered your sin when he went to the cross. He already conquered death when he rose from the dead. So you can be sure he can and will do what is best for you now and take you to himself in heaven one day. Aren't you glad your Jesus is so powerful? Jesus, when I am tempted to tremble in fear, remind me of your almighty power. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.